A new report shows a big spike in domestic violence-related homicides in Ohio. The report from the Ohio Domestic Violence Network says 109 people died from domestic violence between July 2019 and June of 2020. That's a 35% increase. Joining us now is one of the report's authors, Joe Simonson. Thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
Is this report an outlier or part of a recent trend of increasing deaths related to domestic violence?
We are concerned about the significance of the 35% increase. That seems like quite a jump from last year. It's not the highest total we've had, but it's the highest total we've had in 3 years.
How much of this do you think can be linked to the pandemic that many people worried would increase domestic violence?
I think that's a very fair question, and it's hard to answer. There are many things that go along with this pandemic that have severe implications for domestic violence and escalating danger. So economic hardship and unemployment factors in there, and we know that's a risk factor in domestic violence as well. I think the fact that families are isolated during this pandemic due to physical distancing, that means that perhaps they don't have the same relationships or access to their relationships, friends, family members, who might be able to support a domestic violence victim at a critical moment. The same goes for sometimes employers are important to have eyes on sort of the activities of a batterer or the activities of a victim of domestic violence. Healthcare providers, counselors, all can kind of sense when the temperature is rising in a really dangerous relationship. And so as we limit those interactions, that can certainly give us cause to think about, is this related to the pandemic?
Nearly 40% of these deaths involve suicides. Did that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me. It's always a large number, whether we look at it in terms of the percentage of cases in our fatality study, or whether we look at it as a percentage of deaths in our fatality study. Homicide suicides are quite common, and they're quite problematic because when we think about these incidents, they have the potential to be, you know, two people, three people, four people. And so if we can find ways to prevent incidents with multiple fatalities, clearly we'd be saving multiple lives.
Does your report have any recommendations on what can be done to help?
Well, I think our report points out a few areas to look at. First of all, firearms are a significant problem. Access, whether legal or illegal, the escalating purchases of guns, that the access to firearms is a significant factor in domestic violence. We saw 70% of our cases of our fatal incidents had firearms involved, so a shooting involved. And that does not include the cases where a law enforcement officer had to intervene with a firearm. So access to guns by perpetrators is clearly a concern.
You're asking for more financial support from the state, from $1 million to $5 million. How will that money help?
My organization itself had a 41% cut in our Victims of Crime Assistance Act funds that we receive. And these are critical funds that help with relocating victims to a safer place for them to stay away from their abuser. Also helping with our legal assistance program, which helps connect victims and their children to be protected under protection orders or to receive the counsel of a trained attorney.
I've been talking with Joe Simonson with the Ohio Domestic Violence Network about the spike in domestic violence-related homicides in Ohio this year. Thank you so much.
Okay,